You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Santa Station is back in Uptown Normal. The tradition of a little Santa house where kids could visit with St. Nick was established decades ago, then went by the wayside. Now, for the past 3 years, it's back. And according to Joe Tully, Uptown Manager for Town of Normal, on December 12th and 18th, Santa Station will feature, for the first time, an African-American Santa. Takesha Stokes, first vice president of the Bloomington Normal NAACP, says the organization agreed to team with the Town of Normal, which Tully says likes to partner with local organizations to achieve the goals of Santa Station.
Well, it's a volunteer-based initiative, and our regular volunteers do it all on a charity basis. So we have volunteers in the past who donate all of their donations from Santa Station to Special Olympics or the ISU Child Care Center or some other charities. Well, this year we decided to really seek out a partnership with another not-for-profit in town, the NAACP, with really more of a goal instead of just, hey, let's have more hours at the station. Let's have a different type of experience, and an experience that really celebrates diversity and inclusiveness.
Takesha, tell me about how you reacted when Joe approached you and said, hey, we want to do this.
I was very enthusiastic and so honored. As you may have heard, Mr. Marilyn Kennedy was a leader within the local NAACP chapter, and he's going to make a special appearance dressed up as Santa Claus.
Well, Takesha, when is Merlin Kennedy going to be there?
He will be there on both December 12th and December 18th. He's going to not be there for the full amount of time because he is a little elderly, and so he'll probably come out and stay for about an hour each day.
As a special guest star?
Yes. Yes, he'll be our special guest.
How did he react when you asked him?
Oh, he is so thrilled. Arlene Jose reached out and talked to him, and she said that he actually had tears in his eyes when he thought about the opportunity to come back and be Santa.
What does it mean for kids to see a Santa that reflects themselves?
I think it's very encouraging and inspiring because you always want to be what you can see. And so if you can't see that, if it's not portrayed, it's not present for you, then you always feel like that's something that I can't attain. So it's going to be very inspirational and very moving for the diverse community here within Bloomington Normal.
Joe, do you plan on doing this every single year?
I think absolutely. With any sort of partnership, we always start it off, see how it's received, and then give it some time to grow. So for us, if we form a decent partnership and everybody is willing to continue on, we're always looking to do that. So I think for next year, our hope would be to see how it went this year, see if we need to make adjustments, and then forge forward.
What about expanding out the diversity, getting a Hispanic Santa, maybe an Asian Santa? Is that something that might be on the back burner that you want to bring forward in the future?
I think we're open to that. If groups approach us, we handle these sorts of requests like any other not-for-profit. So if a group is organized and wants to come forward and they're willing to put in some work, we're more than willing to help out. And that's the key thing here to remember, is that the NAACP has really stepped up. This isn't just us putting together an event for somebody. This is us saying, hey, we have some facilities, we have some resource, but we can't do it alone. And so there's been a ton of groundwork being laid in terms of recruiting volunteers from there and programming and marketing, communication, stuff like that. So if groups are willing to do that and are interested of any sort, we're happy to entertain that sort of thing.
Takesha, what have you been hearing from the community here in the Twin Cities about this new addition to Santa Station?
Overjoyed, excitement, and again, echoing the question that you asked, when is Mr. Kennedy going to be there?
Okay, Joe, Takesha, what makes a good Santa?
Someone who's jolly and definitely can relate to the not only children, but the parents and adults that are there.
Yeah, I think it's a volunteer effort of love. When you're in the business of trying to recruit Santas, you know, people love the idea, but it's a lot of effort. You have to be on stage and dealing with lots of different families, different types of kids.
It's soggy diapers.
Yeah, it's, you know, for every kid that loves you and runs up and hugs you, there's a kid that cries the second they see you, and it takes a certain type of personality to sort of coax some smiles out of them.
That's Joe Tully, Uptown Manager for the Town of Normal, and Takesha Stokes from the Bloomington Normal NAACP. The dates for the African-American Santa at Santa Station are the 12th from 12 to 4 p.m. and the 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.